Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and today I'm talking about Irish, the language that is going to be my focus this summer. Today, I'm actually heading back to Ireland on a flight as this podcast goes out, and it'll be the first summer that I've spent in Ireland beyond just very brief trips in a very, very long time. After 23 years of chasing other languages around the world, pretty much only ever returning to Ireland for real time for the period leading up to Christmas, I wanted to actually spend the summer in Ireland, and I am definitely not going to switch off my language learning. I'm coming home specifically to fix my Irish. Honestly, out of all the languages I keep up, the ones I call permanent rather than a dabble, Irish is pretty much my weakest after Mandarin, and that stings more than I'd let on because it should be my language. I'm Irish. I learned it in school, but the problem is I spent decades focusing much more on other languages and I got very far with a lot of them and my Irish kind of lagged behind. And there's something a bit backwards about being able to hold my own so confidently in so many languages while the one from my own country is one I'm so shaky in. So Irish has always been one I really want to get right someday and I let slide the longest. And I really do want to get it to fluency as soon as possible within the restrictions of my travels bringing me outside of Ireland as much as I do. So at the end of last year, I finally did something about it and I kicked off a proper Irish project and I went home for a whole month. I had an intensive burst and for several weeks, I threw real hours at it every day and it worked. By the end of those bursts, I was doing much better and it's like that with anything. Anytime I stop treating a language as background noise and give it true concentration, it climbs and I get better at it. My Irish improved significantly over those few weeks. And that's a good pattern that whenever you put a true burst into your language that you get to see the benefits. And it's something I'd recommend to you regardless of what language you're learning. A neglected language doesn't come back because you feel guilty about it. It comes back when you corner it and give it a real block of time and refuse to let yourself off the hook. So I'm doing that again. And this time it's for 2 months, which includes an entire week in the Gaeltacht. And if you don't know what that means, the Gaeltacht is the part of Ireland where Irish is still the everyday living language of the community and not just some school subject. I'm going specifically to Glencolumbkill in Donegal, and I'll be there for a language and culture immersion program. And that means days and days of the language surrounded by Irish, including music and dance. And the place itself has lots of Irish traditions and the whole culture is wrapped around it. So it's always a very enjoyable experience when I get to do that. I haven't had that particular language and culture immersion week for quite a while and I always enjoy it when I can. And that week in the Gaeltacht will absolutely motivate me in the approximately week and a half I have leading up to it, that I'm really going to be pushing myself as hard as I can. Because as many of you know, once you have a deadline and an opportunity coming up or travel experience, that really pushes you to work even harder on your language. And after the Gaeltacht, the rest of my 2 months, I'm going to obviously try to keep that fire lit. I'll be going to Irish language events and meetups and conversation groups where people speak it for the sheer joy of it. And I'll be practicing both in person and online because you can find people to speak Irish with anywhere from these days, especially with a good internet connection. And I fully intend to keep it going after I've left, but this is going to give me a nice big burst that I'll have something even better to maintain as my other language projects move on. So I do have lots of stuff happening while I'm in Ireland, so I don't know if I'll reach my fluency goal in these 2 months. But that's never necessarily been something I stress too much about, because the sum of multiple bursts like this have been what have gotten me to fluency in my other languages once you stack them up over time. And this is another important part of that stack. Every intensive push leaves the language a little higher than it was before. And this is one more turn of the ratchet on a language that I've wanted to be much higher up in my list for a really long time. It'll get there, but bursts like this is going to be part of what does that. So if you remember in my previous episode, I promised that I'd be sending out more language-specific help than I ever have before. And Irish is a part of that promise, because I'll be documenting this whole thing as it happens, with even more updates in and about Irish for people who care about that in particular. For instance, I've got an Irish language Instagram called Il Changach that I'll link to in the show notes. And I'll be posting there again consistently throughout these next 2 months. So follow along if you happen to be learning Irish. If you're on my email list, please do reply to any of my emails to tell me what your language of focus happens to be. If it's Irish, I'll send you some extra updates in those emails over the next couple of months in and about Irish. And it really helps when I know people's passion language, since they get that extra content in my weekly emails now. So, of course, if you're learning Spanish or French or anything else, you'll get specific tips for those languages. And if you're not on the list yet, head to fluentin3months.com. You'll get to the homepage and just put your email into the sign up form and make sure to click the drop down menu to select the language that you're learning, whether it's Irish or anything else. And that'll help me know to send you the absolute best updates I can about the language that you're learning. So thanks as always for listening to this podcast, and until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.